I'm Pat Hyben, and over the past 25 years, I've sold over 7,000 homes, selling over $1 billion in volume. In 2010, I sold my team business to my top agent and went on book tour promoting my book, Six Steps to Seven Figures, A Real Estate Professional's Guide to Building Wealth and Creating Your Destiny. That book went on to become a New York Times bestseller. Now I live off the passive income streams from the real estate I bought with commissions I earned as a full-time agent. And I am committed to giving back to the real estate industry as so many mentors of mine have given back to me. On this show, we'll interview the world's best agents, brokers, coaches, and investors to help you make more commissions and create the life you deserve. Get a free copy of Chantel Ray's Five Alive contract, the form that she has her agents sign to get a guaranteed $75,000 salary if they don't make it in commissions. A very controversial plan that's happening in her market today. You can get a free copy. Just text CONTRACT to 444-999 or go to HybenDigital.com/contract. That's HybenDigital.com/contract or just text CONTRACT to 444-999. Okay, Rockstar Nation, I have a great guest coming from Ontario area, let's just say. Catherine Lucado is on the line. She was actually referred to me by Chantel Ray, who is our Five Alive instructor, which, by the way, Five Alive class has been selling off the charts. It is going crazy. So many people are buying that course. It's probably, of all the courses we have at Rebus University, that one is sold more in a shorter period of time than any of the other ones. So if you haven't got a chance to take a look at it, go to RebusUniversity.com. Take a look at the Five Alive. But anyway, Chantel said, hey, listen, you got to reach out to this woman, Catherine. She's out of Canada, and she is doing some really, really neat things and smart things with video. First and foremost, she's the opposite type agent as Chantel. As you know, Chantel has like 120 agents. Catherine has none. Catherine is a solo agent. And iTunes does not give us demographics of our listenership, but based on your emails and the people that have reached out, I know that we have a large demographic of solo agents. Not everybody wants to build a 120-person team like Chantel. A lot of you just want to sell more houses than you did last year and have a higher average sale price than you did last year, which I think everybody, whether they're solo or team agent. So she's a solo agent doing it all on her own, but the cool thing about Catherine is, you know, she went 6 years into business kind of ho-hum, you know, doing deals, doing a couple deals here and a couple deals there. And then in the last 12 months, she has practically doubled her business through the use of video and social media. And I'm not going to give too much away. So I want to get in and we're going to find out how. So without further ado, Catherine, welcome to Real Estate Rockstars.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here. And okay, Thanks to Chantel for putting us together.
There you go. Yeah. Why don't you give everybody a little rundown on yourself, Catherine, so we can get to know you better.
All right. Well, I have been in real estate. This would be my seventh year. Before this, I actually taught for 18 years. I was a professor at university level. I have a master's degree in education. And so I did that for 18 years abroad. I actually lived in Europe, and we decided to, I'm, you know, born and raised in Canada. So we decided 9 years ago to move back to Canada, and I taught for another couple years, but decided that I needed to do something different. Mm. So I got into home staging and real estate. So while I've been in real estate, I actually have got my broker's license. I always have a need to up one on myself every year, so I always try and figure out what's the next thing that I can be doing.
That's awesome. What's new and different? And so let's talk a little bit about the nitty-gritty. What is your ECI? Because we ask this of everybody, and bear in mind the reason that that's important is because some of these teams that come on here have ECI in the millions, and I call ECI instead of GCI, gross commission income, is ego commission income, because their nets end up being paltry, and there's a lot of benefits to, you know, having complete control and doing your own thing like you have. There's as much benefits as that as there are, you know, having a huge team. It just depends on your personality and what you actually want in life. So what is your ECI? What was your total commissions? What did they add up to last year or in the last 12 months, let's say?
So in the last 12 months, we were about $375,000.
Okay, cool. And then how much of that did you keep? What was your profit?
I'd say probably about 200. I invest a lot into, well, not so much advertising. I'd say last year was probably my best advertising year, meaning I got more bang for my buck on Facebook, because that's basically where I concentrated all my money, all $6,000 of it.
So you pay $500 a month to what, boost posts on Facebook?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Okay, cool. So anyway, so you're making $200,000, which, you know, again, we've had teams on here that that people have six buyer agents and they're making $125,000. So, you know, I commend you for that. Okay, so you made $200,000 net, $375,000 gross. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing, because really we want to know, right? Like anybody can trudge along and sell a couple of houses here and a couple of houses there. What have you done in the last 12 months that caught Chantel's attention and that allowed you to double your business? What exactly happened, when, and how can the people listening out there do the same thing as you've done?
Right. So basically, December of 2015, I decided I had to do something different. So I started doing video. But what I mean by video is, you know, I had a coach that I had for 3 months, and he suggested, you know what, it's time to try something new. So I was actually quite fearful, because who wants to put themselves on video in front of everyone? And especially, you know, to give market stats and so on, I kept thinking, you know, someone is going to comment on what I look like. They're going to comment on the information that I'm giving. I didn't want to have that negative feedback. But I finally just said, okay, January 2016, that was it. I decided to do my first market snapshot. So I did that. The interesting thing is, within 1 week of having that boosted on Facebook, I got a call to go and do a comparable market analysis for a home. So I went, I got that listing. So then I thought, okay, well, why don't I do an open home tour video, inviting people to the open house? And, well, let me go back and actually give numbers. So for that first boost that I did of the market snapshot, I spent $58 for the month. So when I did the open house video for that particular house, I spent $48.
And this is just from a video, like from, like, you're inside the open house. Like, hey, check
well,
me
actually,
out.
Actually, I'm outside. Yeah, I'm actually outside
right,
the
but
open
you're
house.
At the
saying,
open
hey,
house. You're at the event.
Yes, exactly. I'm just inviting people into the open house. I stream some photos in behind me showing the inside of the house. And I posted that for $48. Well, I had so many people show up to that open house. I then turned 7 of those people into subsequent transactions and made $100,000 off of that first listing.
$98. Wait a minute. Okay. That's, first of all, a phenomenal return, right? From just something that didn't exist before, or existed before, you just didn't know how to use it, right? So you decided, first of all, you did 2 videos about an open house. The first one was a couple days before it?
Nope. The first one was a market snapshot, basically giving the people in the area a market update of what's going on in the housing market where I live. That I was boosting for 1 month for $58.
Okay, wait a minute. It was just a photograph or a PDF.
It's a video.
It's a video.
It's a video of me talking live outside in basically the countryside, giving the market snapshot of how homes are doing in the area, what percentage year over year they've been increasing, what are the average home values for that month.
Okay. And then you pay $48 and the next thing you know, who did you send it to? Like who, so what did you, how do you do it? So someone listening is like, okay, this is great. I don't know how to do Facebook, but I can boost it. I can, anybody can boost for money. Now, did you tell correct. Them where to boost it to? Or are you just boosting it to your friends?
Okay. So this is myself doing these videos. This is myself editing these videos in iMovie. I take them with a tripod and my iPhone. And I upload them to Facebook, and then I boost that particular video to the area in which I market in.
Okay. So you geographically said, you know, this correct. Zip code or this thing, and then you boosted it.
That's
which,
right.
Which, guys, you can learn that's by right. just watching two or three videos on this on YouTube or something on how to properly boost. Rebus University is coming out with a course. Catherine actually had a course that she taught on Facebook that I watched after Chantel recommended you of you teaching a bunch of agents how to do this in Florida or something. So you went to the States.
Yeah, so actually that was a room of broker owners from across North America who gathered for a mastermind.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you're teaching this now. So, okay. So you
on using. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then you did one while you were there. Next thing you know,
that's right.
you closed seven deals as a result of that. Okay, so talk to me about, you know, you had mentioned some other things that you do, you know, with new businesses in the area. I mean, you've become like this video phenomena in your local market through video. And so what else can people listening today do on their own, you know, without a professional photographer, with a phone and a tripod? What else can you do? And what else are you doing?
So what else I did is right after doing the home video, the open house video, I decided to interview small businesses in town and give them some exposure, as I call them, business spotlight videos. And they were very appreciative of the spotlight that they would be getting. So I started to do those on a weekly basis and then moved it to a monthly basis. And that gave me recognition as someone other than a real estate agent, but someone who was actually invested in the community. And from there, I also did community events, and I would video those as well. So those went over very well. And I am now at the point where I have done these, and I've had counselors in the town of the area where I live in actually call and ask if I would, you know, video a community event that they're doing. Because I do get quite a large audience watching.
Okay. So talk to me about, you know, what has happened with the politicians and the things like that. And how often are you doing videos? Like how many of these are you doing a week? Blah, blah, blah.
I don't really go by the week. So when I do a market snapshot, obviously it's at the beginning of the month for the previous month. When I do the open house videos, it's when I have a listing and I do them for every one of my listings. And the business spotlights are usually at this point now when people reach out to me. And I do have businesses reaching out usually on a weekly or biweekly basis asking if I'll come by and do a spotlight on them.
So other businesses are seeing this now and they're like, hey, can you do one on me too?
That's right. That's right. That's right. And they were very well taken in the community.
So how long? Let's say I opened up a cobbler where I'm fixing people's shoes. And I reach out to you, Catherine, can you come over and talk to me about shoes? Like how long would it be and what would you do?
So I show up. I don't like a script. I find scripts don't show the authentic person who's speaking. So what I do is I show up and I say to them, you know what, we're going to have a conversation and we're going to film it. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And as you speak, I'm going to pick up on whatever you say. And then I'm going to ask the next question. But I always tell them that the whole key to this is tell people what you want to let them know about your business that you couldn't let them know in a newspaper ad that you would read and it would just have your name and business phone number. What do you want people to know about your business or about you? Because you have to put a person behind the business. I think that that's what drives, especially in a small town, people to go and buy from you.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. So you want to keep it as small towny as possible, and you want to keep it within how many minutes, would you say?
The maximum has been about six.
Six minutes.
Typically, okay. I try, yes, typically I try for 2 to 3, but people tend to, you know, really get involved in telling their story, and you don't want to cut them off because it's important. Yeah.
3 minutes, yeah. I've read some things that 3 minutes is key for a video if you can help it, you know.
You know what? It actually all depends on what value is being given in the video.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. As real estate agents, you all know the power of online reviews. You know the power of ratings and testimonials. They're very important when it comes to building trust and making more commission dollars. Most of us, however, we don't understand how to effectively get them as much as we should be getting them, how to effectively share them, and how to effectively profit from them. That's where the ultimate testimonial toolkit comes in handy. Our guest, Doran Aldana, is giving away this testimonial toolkit for absolutely free. This kit gives you insider secrets for turning clients into raving fan evangelists. Yes, raving fan evangelists. It delivers on its promise to change the way you do testimonials forever. So get it. All you need to do is text the word testimonial to 444-999. That's testimonial to 444-999 and download the ultimate testimonial toolkit today. Okay, cool. And then tell me about something happened at the city council, right?
Well, the last one, actually, a post was done on Instagram advertising that a new store that is community-driven was going to be opening. So I congratulated them on the opening. And then I was asked, well, hey, why don't you come and do a video for that particular store? So that's what I did. I met the CEO of the community services there at the store, and then we did a video. And it's actually done very well. It's only been running about a week. We've already had over 6,500 views, and it's been shared over 50 times.
Wow. 6,500 views for the new store. That's amazing. What kind of store was it?
In just over a week. It's basically used clothing, and the profits go back into the town, whatever profits are made from this store. So it's a community service initiative.
So the council is spreading this. So that's interesting, too, because, you know, if you do something that's not for profit, or you do something, obviously, that's giving profits back to the town, which nobody does, in the States, that must be a Canadian thing, because
probably
so that helps like the government, right? I mean, when you give money back to a town,
well, it helps the people in town to have these initiatives, you know, like having a massive, because this clothing store is now 15,000 square feet. The clothes are donated by people who live in town, but we're talking, you know, designer labels and so on. But then people can go in and buy that beautiful designer dress for $50, and then the profits that are made in that store just get put back into town. So we have Meals on Wheels for the elderly, we have a transportation system for the elderly, things like that. So it's, you know, community services.
Yeah, it's a socialization tool almost. I mean, it's smart, right? I mean, we in the States, we have municipalities that are going out of business, and Puerto Rico.
I mean, look
at some of these places, right, that are just poorly run, Detroit or whatever, and this is a great way to do it, yeah.
And then everyone is invested in their own community.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. And then look what happens to you, right? They're like, okay, this is for the good, right? And she's willing to do it for free.
Yeah, and I think the whole point is not to look like this, you know, typical real estate agent, and all they're looking for is to close that next deal. You come across as someone who is invested in where you live. You actually care about the people and the places in the town where you live in.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's a good story. Okay. So is this, would you say most of your increase in production, you're doubling your business, is coming from these videos?
It's coming from these videos, but I think it's because I am humanizing the real estate agent name. I think people are seeing that, you know, apart from that newspaper ad or that postcard that are being sent out all the time by real estate agents, putting yourself on a video and showing who you really are and that people can like and trust you, I think that is what is making this so successful.
So I don't want you to think this is a dumb question, because there are people out there, you know, that this doesn't come naturally to, and I think it's, I think we need to talk to them about it. Can you give some tips on how to come across on camera, which is a poor way to say it as well, how to be authentic on camera, I should say?
Yes. Well, number one is do not use a script. Scripts are so robotic. I think the key is to actually know what it is that you want to say and who do you want to say it to. And when I was doing that course that you had heard, the live, about Facebook Live, I think that is the beauty of Facebook Live, is you cannot stop it and say, oh, you know, let's just start again. When we're having a conversation in real time with someone, we're not going to stop what we're saying to them and say, oh, hang on a second, let's redo that. We flow in conversation. And this is what I tell people when they're doing a video, just let it flow. It doesn't matter if you make a small mistake. It really doesn't matter if the wind is blowing your hair all over the place. Just get the information across, because it's the information and value that you're offering people. That's the key point of them.
And would you say things like hug, right? If you hug somebody or give them a hug where you pull them in, or you know, half hug or something like this, does that help start out as a authentic, warm interaction? So it's not like you're somebody from some news program interviewing for the news.
Well, when it's for the business spotlight videos, you know, I do introduce them. I always shake their hands, smile, because obviously, you know, when you smile, everything warms up. But when I do my own and I'm doing a market snapshot, it's me talking to the camera, but I will add in comments. I mean, it's not just me reading numbers one after the other. I will give my opinion. I'll give some observations. I always start my videos somewhere in the area where I live in that is recognizable, or it's got a nice background behind me, and I tell them about where I am. So whether it's a conservation park or whatever the case is.
That's awesome. And any other tips on how to be authentic?
I think the biggest tip is to be yourself, because that is what you want people to get. You know, you're not trying to put on a persona of the newscaster. You're actually just trying to show people, this is who I am. Yes, you can trust me. I am likable. And then offer the information, and it'll come through. And every time you do a video, that authenticism comes through in what you're saying, or the authenticity of what you're saying. So it's just a matter of being you, just like someone would see and experience in a normal conversation in real time.
And you're posting these on Facebook on your personal page, or are you posting them on like a page about you, the real estate agent?
So I have a business page and I have a personal page. In order to boost a post on Facebook, it has to be on your business page.
Okay.
But I put them on my personal page because I have found that there are a lot of real estate agents who are intrigued by what I've been doing, and they actually pick up a lot of tips in watching what I've been doing.
Like me.
And I've had brokerages.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. And I've actually had brokerages across Canada, and I mean, even as far as Europe, watch my videos and then go back and show their agents in their brokerages, you know, here's an example of what you could be doing.
And the live ones, do you do that on your personal page, or do you do the live ones on your business page?
It would depend on what it is. So because I was doing a training, that I would do on my personal page, because I have a lot of real estate agents that are on my personal page. But I have done live Q&A for real estate, you know, whether it's a question about what's going on in the market or whether it's a new government regulation, I'll go on Facebook Live and I'll do a Q&A right there live. And then I can boost that out as well. And those do very well. The last one I did, it had a reach of 24,000 people and had 20,000 views on it in 5 weeks.
Wow. That's crazy. Now, what about Instagram?
Instagram, I am on. And of course, Instagram is the more creative side of you. This is where people get to see all sides of you, whether it's a hobby, the houses you have for sale. I always say that you have to mix it up. You know, you have to show people, let's say, 3 posts about who you are, what you're interested in, and then only 1 post about business. Mm. So when I teach social media classes, I always say it's a 3-to-1. You don't want to be selling out there. You want people to see who you are.
3-1. 3 personal, 1 business.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I think that's smart. And are you doing any other social media? Is more of your, any other social media actually that's effective, like Facebook or Instagram? Are you staying with that genre there?
I am staying with Facebook and Instagram because, as they say, if it's not broken, you don't need to fix it. Mm. Facebook is now taking off. I have also learned the back end and how to do very targeted posts, which are a little more complicated than rather than just a simple boost. So once you learn the ins and outs of Facebook, it is an absolutely amazing machine. I know why now, the major advertisers are using it because it's there, it's going to stay, and you can do great things on it.
Now, do you have a checklist that you use, or do you just kind of just do it all off the cuff?
A checklist in what aspect?
Yeah, like how to get this done, how you get this done. I'm just wondering if there's anything you could share with the listeners to help them do what you're doing.
Well, you start with your video. So that's first and foremost, because video is where it's at. 74% of people are now watching videos rather than reading text. We have 8 billion views of video a day on Facebook. So obviously that is the way to go. So first and foremost, you got to get out and start doing your video, and you can do it with a tripod. You don't even need a tripod. You can literally hold your phone in selfie mode up to you, stand somewhere and either just give the recent stats, give a little bit of information about where you live, just show even the front of a new store and say, hey, this place makes great donuts. You might want to come down. I'm at the corner of. So it's as simple as that. You then upload it to Facebook, put it over to your business page so that you can boost it. Once there, the most important thing is to get that captivating heading. So if you are doing something that is community-based, you're going to call out to that community. So, I'm in Caledon, so I'm going to say, Caledon residents, this is, and I'm going to tell them what it is. Or you're going to ask an interesting question. But, it's the title, like reading a book, like reading a story. The title that's going to grab people, or a newspaper article. It's that title that will bring them into to actually listen.
That's awesome. That's a good way to put it, because I know people, a lot of my friends have written books, and there's so much thought has been put into the damn title.
Always.
Rightfully so. And you should think of that for every video that you do. Caledon residents, important announcement. It should be something that's grabbing them that rather than just, here's Catherine, Or,
Exactly, because it's not
nothing.
About you. It's about them. It's about
good
them.
Advice.
It's not about you.
Yeah. WIFM, what's in it for me, right? As in them.
Right.
You want them listening to that. What's in it for them? Well, Catherine, this has been great.
That's exactly it.
This has been awesome. I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing
My
what
pleasure.
You're doing and being so candid about it. And, hey, guys, if you ever need a realtor out in Caledon, right, what are you close to? What major city?
I'm close to Toronto.
Toronto.
I'm close to Toronto. Yes.
Surrounding
Toronto,
areas of Toronto, Ontario. Reach out to Catherine. I'm going to put hybendigital.com, Catherine with a K, Catherine L. And all her information will be on the show notes there, hybendigital.com/Catherine L. Catherine, thanks again. I wish you the best of luck in all your future
Thank
endeavors.
You so much. I appreciate it. And all I want to tell your listeners is that if they've never done video, they have to go out and at least try it, because you never know until you try.
Indeed. Very good. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Rockstars. Please be sure to leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening. All 5-star reviews help us get better and better guests for your listening pleasure. And if you have a great review, I'll read it on the show. We're so proud of this show now, with over 1 million downloads in 79 countries around the world. Also, don't forget to buy my book if you haven't already. 6 Steps to 7 Figures, A Real Estate Agent's Guide to Building Wealth and Creating Your Destiny, with an intro by Gary Keller. Sold everywhere online books are sold. You can always go to pathyben.com and find out about all things Pat Hyben. And don't forget to follow me on social media. All you got to do is type in my name. I'm everywhere and easy to find. I hope to meet face to face someday, but in the meantime, let's meet on social media. Thanks again for listening and keep rocking.